We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is a Memphian, a Super Bowl champion. He's going to be playing, by the way, golf in Memphis in a couple days as part of the Celebrity Am. He's Joe Theismann. He's here now. Joe, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man. So do you know your group yet for the for Wednesday?
We're excited to have you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Pairings party is tomorrow night down at the FedEx Forum, so I'll find out who I'm with.
Gotcha. It is a nice list there. I'd love to see, like, you and T.O. You and T.O. in a group. That would be a lot of fun, Joe.
Yeah, sure. It would be a ton of fun.
Joe, seriously, you know Memphis, and you know Memphis in July especially. We're catching a little bit of break here with the mid-80s for a late July and for this tournament.
We have a chance.
Nice.
Well, they moved the tournament for that reason, I think. You know, it was earlier in the month, and they moved it a little bit to accommodate the WGC. And then also, from a weather standpoint, the storms were pretty bad about a week or so ago, and now what we're dealing with is heat. You know, if it stays in the mid-80s, it'll be a blessing. You're
and
right.
I hope so.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champion and a Memphian, going to be in town this week for the WGC. Okay, let's talk NFL. As training camps sort of gear up and we're getting started and we're getting closer and closer to the NFL season, whose training camp are you most interested in?
Actually, there's two of them. Well, one, three, actually. The Washington Redskins training camp, which is near and dear to my heart.
Yes, sir.
Which I'm sure you're shocked by that answer. But, the quarterback situation is going to be key. I think defensively, we can be a top five defense. Running the football, we've got a nice combination of people back there. And Darius Geis, we'll see how he does. He missed the entire year. And, of course, Adrian's back for another year, Peterson. The wide receiving core will be curious. Josh Doctson is someone they're counting on, but yet they haven't picked up his contract. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen there. Will Jordan Reed be able to stay healthy enough to contribute, which is an essential part of this football team? So there's a multitude of questions, but most of it hinges on Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum, and Colt McCoy. What's the quarterback situation going to feel like? The next one is the Cleveland Browns. I think we're all curious about the Cleveland Browns. I love Baker's attitude. I love the way he plays the game. I love the energy he brings. Freddie did a great job with him a year ago. Gets to be a And with the addition of Odell, that can be very dynamic. The division in the AFC Central, and then of course the Jets. I mean, heck, Le'Veon decided to go there at least when he wants to show up and practice. And then where is Sam Donald? So those are the three that I'm most curious about right now.
Do you worry at all, Joe, that Dwayne will get pushed out there, whether it's the fans, whether it's needing to win? I mean, you guys have got – I just look at the Mahomes situation, right, where he gets a year there with Alex Smith, and I have to think that obviously benefited him when you're ready to take the reins and let him roll. What's the ideal situation? What's the ideal handling of Dwayne Haskins, do you think?
I think the ideal situation, and Dwayne doesn't like to hear this, but I think the ideal situation would be to learn the system – understand all the things that are essential to becoming a professional quarterback without having to go through the trials and tribulations of getting beat up in the process. And I always think of Joey Harrington up in Detroit, who was thrown out into the mix in Cleveland when he was wanted to play right away. And in after 3 or 4 years, he sort of said, you know what, probably would have been better to learn more before someone had been through the fire. I think it'll probably be Case's job because Colt hasn't had a chance to work. And Dwayne, I mean, if you're that much better than everybody else in training camp, then play him. But I would find that highly unlikely with the fact that the kid's played 13 football games as a starter. He throws the ball very well. I'm impressed with the way he throws the ball. But the quarterback position is so much more inclusive of many more things than just being able to throw the football.
Le'Veon Bell, you mentioned him as part of the Jets training camp. He went on a rant. Here today, basically where he said he's tired of social media. He's tired of everybody telling him that he's not focused, that he only wants to rap and play basketball and do everything besides play football. Where sort of is the balance, Joe, as it relates to, you know, a career in football and a good career in football, and also sort of outside interests that guys are going to have as well?
I tend to agree with Le'Veon. I mean, I'm a guy. I had restaurants. I had radio shows. I had TV shows. I did all that stuff when I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything else. If you're disciplined enough to focus on your job, why can't you do other things? Just because somebody doesn't want you to do it doesn't mean that you're incapable of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Le'Veon should be well rested. Took a year off from football. But how inclusive will he be in the Jets offense? It isn't just about Le'Veon. It's about how they use him in that offense. That's one of the big things that I think we have to look at is what kind of offense are they going to run? What kind of defense are they going to have to be able to get people off the field? It's a division. I think Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets are sort of in one group, and then the Pats are in another. Although those three teams seem to give the Pats fits because they're in their division. But I agree with Le'Veon. Hey, leave me alone. Judge me after the season if you don't think I'm well. But don't judge me now when I'm involved in things that I love to do at a time when what am I supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
They won't let them train. The collective bargaining agreement is a joke when it comes to players getting ready to play. January, February, March, April, they can't even meet with the coaches. The end of mini camp, they can't meet with the coaches till training camp. I mean, what's he supposed to do, sit around and just dream about football? No, I applaud him for standing up for himself and saying, listen, let me go do the things I want to do, the things I love, and then, you know, judge me after the season. Let's see what kind of football player, let's see what kind of product I put out there, and I promise you it'll be a product I'm proud of and the Jets will be proud of.
I've often wanted this, Joe, and take you back. Was it easier to just keep the newspaper closed and not worry about what folks were saying to you back in the day when you're playing, obviously, and, hey, maybe I don't read that column. And, you know, just in this day and age we're at, right, where so many – where the little guy, the little fan can get at you, right? Tweeting at you, and it's open to, okay, you listening to some of that criticism. I guess a little bit, would you still be able to close it out? You know what I mean? Because at some point, you got to let it roll off your back and just do your job, right?
Right. I think it's hard in this day and age. When I played, there wasn't social media.
Yep.
So
yep.
You didn't have that. I mean, I took a year off talking to the media. I only did media after games in 1983. I only talked to the media after games. Didn't talk to them during the week. I'll tell you, it was great. it was so nice not having those commitments. All you did was focus on your own life and playing football. And it was fun. Now with social media, guys, if you say the wrong thing, mm-hmm. people are constantly going at you.
Yep.
It's like that gnat that just won't go away. You keep swatting at it and swatting at it and swatting at
exactly.
it. Just keep buzzing in your ear, your eyes. And that's what social media has become. Some guys, and the thing is once you make a comment on social media, you can't take that back. It's not like you put that genie back in the bottle. And like I say, I think Le'Veon, I agree with you. He's probably tired of hearing so many things.
Mm-hmm.
The guy took a year off. Now people equate dollars with what they expect. Dollars equal expectation. Russell Wilson signs for $35 million a year. We expect something. Aaron Rodgers, $33 million a year. We expect something.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell, the month, $54 million. We expect something. Expect it during the year. Don't expect it in the offseason. No championships are won in July.
Yeah, it's true. Speaking of training camps, though, obviously the Raiders are going to be the feature team in Hard Knocks. How excited are you for that? It sounds like they're going to focus more on football. At least that was something I read earlier this week about what they're going to do. But how excited are you for John Gruden and the Raiders being featured in Hard Knocks, Joe?
How can you focus on football when you're doing a show called Hard Knocks?
I mean, I agree.
Who do they really? This is one of those things. Who do they really think they're kidding? Who gives a hoot about football when you're doing Hard Knocks? You want to see the guys getting cut. You want to hear the coaches' conversations. You want to hear the criticism. You want to hear the praise. That's all part of football, yes. But I think John's a television show unto himself. He's a great personality. He's extremely smart. Been a dear friend for so many years. I'm glad it's John and not Jay with the Redskins. I think they were also in the running for it, but they've got, you know, this is a huge year for Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to be able to do? Now you're in year two with Coach Gruden. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You've got you've added some players to that football team. You've made some unbelievable deals where your number ones are going to have to step up and play. I'm curious about the way John presents the product of football for the Oakland Raiders. And they're getting ready to go to Vegas. Remember that?
Yep.
This is sort of the swan song for them in California, and they're fixing to leave. So I think it'll be entertaining. It's always insightful, but it really gives people a look into our world a little bit of the pain that goes into it. You know, you're basically dashing some guy's dreams and elevating others. So you really see the whole myriad of life in a very short period of time. But to say they're just going to focus on football, give me a break.
Yeah. All right, Joe, are you a believer in Foles in Jacksonville and sort of right solidifying that position and taking what's, you know, historically and from year to year been a good defense and getting them back? Would you put them over the Titans in the AFC South? Where do you sort of see Jacksonville with Foles, and then what do you think about the Titans? That's a tough division with the Colts and Houston in as well.
And you know what? It's a great question. We don't know about Nick.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him under Chip Kelly throw 29 touchdown passes, maybe two or three interceptions. So that's the one full body of work we've seen out of Nick. Do I think he can get it done? Yes. He still has a lot to prove.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he parlayed an MVP and a Super Bowl into a big deal down in Jacksonville, but, you know, they drafted Blake number one down there to be the guy. So I think they have a very good football team around them. Defensively, this could be the window closing for them, so mm-hmm. they have to perform. But I think Nick will make the right kind of decisions, because the quarterback position is really about decisions. It's about being decisive and making good decisions. That's what the quarterback position is all about. And everybody's a manager. And I think he'll do a good job there. It's just a question of, you know, are you going to make enough mistakes to lose a game? Are you going to hit the throws you're supposed to? Or are you going to make the right kind of plays to give you a chance to win games? And I think Nick has been through an awful lot. He's got a great amount of experience, and I think it's certainly an upgrade for them at the quarterback position. How far he's going to be able to take them depends on how healthy they stay. But, I mean, it's still a question, though. It really is. It's still a question.
You'd still say you pick Colts, and would you go Houston Titans, or where would you lay out in terms of laying out
again,
those teams?
You know, Deshaun in Houston, Marcus in Tennessee. You know, these are two, again, young budding stars mm-hmm. in the National Football League. I would probably lean Houston. I think defensively they're maybe a little bit stronger. But Tennessee proved their resiliency with Frank down there as the head coach. And like Jacksonville to me becomes one of those wild cards. Mm-hmm. I predicted them to win 11 games last year. Only missed it by, what, 7?
Yeah, exactly.
Most of us did last year.
Yeah, that is true. Last year, Patrick Mahomes became the second member of the 5,050 club, 5,100 yards passing and 50 touchdowns in a single season. And the scary part is, Joe, I mean, he left a lot of plays out there in terms of deep passes. How much better can Patrick Mahomes get?
I think we could potentially see 6,000. At least 5,500. I mean, it may seem a little crazy, but Andy loves to throw the football. Their running back situation is solid as can be. Anyway, but I still think that they want to throw the football. I go back to Kansas City, what, 3-4 years ago? They threw no touchdown passes to any wide receivers. And then the year after that, they threw 16 touchdown passes. Now he's up over, what, 50-ish or close to 50 with 5,000 yards. But remember this, the defensive coaches in the National Football League are pretty smart people. They will take what Patrick Mahomes did not do well, and they will try and make him do that. So if he likes to flush to the right, they're going to bring pressure from the left side and hold the ends off so that he can't run right. We saw it really with Ezekiel Elliott. His first year, remember how he used to start up the middle and bounce everything outside? Nobody thought he was as fast as he was. Now, he had to become a different running back in year two, and he didn't get the production because people said, all right, look, we're not just letting you get outside. Mm. So what are the defensive coaches going to try and do to Patrick? That's going to be interesting to watch. But, I, you know, he's a he's a video game, and we love to see the video games have success.
Yeah, no, it's scary. It is definitely scary. Joe, always appreciate the time, man. We'll see you this week.
Great. Looks, I would try and keep in the fairway.
Have a good one.
Good luck. See you guys.
Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champion, former Washington Redskins. So there you have it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.